riding with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophia and Cameron with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. For your local news, a New South Wales man was fishing with his wife and children before a suspected crocodile attack in Cooktown on Sunday. The 40-year-old man was fishing with his wife and children on the Annan River in Cooktown when he fell into the water and failed to resurface. A crocodile had been seen in the area at the time, and the search for the man is still underway. Sergeant Greg Finnecun has said the search and rescue mission will continue for the next couple of days as 5 Queensland police officers, 15 personnel from State Emergency Services and the DESI wildlife officers join the search. Sergeant Finnecun said the search would go into the night just depending on weather and officer and personnel safety. In your local news, Resource Safety and Health Queensland was notified about a worker's death on site of a coal mine west of Mackay in central Queensland on Saturday. The cause of the accident is not known yet, though authorities claim initial reports see a pick and carry crane involved. Queensland Resources Minister Scott Straught says it is too early to know how this has happened, but there will be a full investigation by the independent regulator Resources Safety and Health Queensland. An RSHQ coal inspector and a serious incident investigation unit investigator are on the scene of the accident.
In national news, the recent mobile phone ban in South Australian schools has led to a marked decrease in behavioural issues and violence, according to a recent survey. Since the ban started last term, reports of behavioural problems have dropped by 54% and violent incidents filmed have decreased by 10%. South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas called it a resounding success, with Education Minister Blair Boyer noting, "Removing phones de-incentivises kids to hurt each other." The success of this initiative has prompted other states to consider whether to implement it into their schools. A massive boomerang is being featured on the new Perth Bridge project. The 54-metre-tall boomerang is part of a new Causeway Bridge project and is the final stage of construction. The design is inspired by Kylie, or hunting boomerang, a historical hunting tool for killing birds and animals, symbolising young Wadjuk warriors. The bridge design resulted from construction with traditional owners, local governments, and key stakeholders. The bridge's design represents the movement of the Wild Rainbow Serpent and references the Wadjuk Noongar people, a warrior named Yagan, a boomerang-inspired python, and a bullbuck who thought to restrain the swan's coastal plains. In international news, Australian surfer Jack Robinson has been compelled to modify his surfboard for the Olympic semi-finals following a complaint from South Korean officials. Originally featuring the Red Rising Sun design, honouring late Hawaiian surfer Andy Irons, the board's design was deemed too offensive in parts of East Asia due to historical associations. The South Korean surf team manager raised concerns, prompting Robinson to repaint his board. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of showers and light winds. It is currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 23 degrees. The fire danger is not rated and the UV index is expected to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That is all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.
Bye. Bye.